Hey everyone, it's Dr. Sam Robbins. Now today I want to talk about lowering estrogen levels or high estrogen levels. And this information is mainly towards guys, but women can certainly utilize it as well. And this is a two-part video series. This first part, you'll discover why having optimal estrogen level is so important. And the second part reveals the how to lower the estrogen, and I'll give you the link to that video at the end of this video. I care about you, and I want you to basically learn from my mistakes, and this is why I want you to have the knowledge about your body and health, and this first part will give you this vital information. Honestly, I wish someone would have told me this years ago. Unfortunately, most experts these days just get it all wrong, including the doctors. Now, I'm going to also share something personal with you. Most people don't know, but I have been on some kind of an estrogen inhibitor for about 30 years now, starting at the age of 19. So I have a ton of experience with this topic, with stuff like man boobs and gynecomastia, you know, mood changes and sex drive, highs and lows and so forth. So you better pay attention if your goal is to improve your estrogen levels, which will also improve your other hormones and thus, for example, increasing your testosterone levels, which is what you want. And this is an important topic because estrogen levels are much lower now than, say, 25 years ago and 50 years ago and certainly 100 years ago due to our environment, the food, the lifestyle, and stress, as well as just genetics. You see, the problem is that estrogen is directly linked to both breast and prostate cancer, the two leading cancers, which are both always seem to be on the rise. So if you want to help avoid getting cancer, pay close attention right now. And guys, if you're concerned about, again, man boobs and gynecomastia, low sex drive, erectile problems, muscle mass, gaining more muscle, losing belly fat, even your mood and your drive and happiness, then you better pay close attention to today's video to the very end. Additionally, below this video in the description area, I've got links to proven ways for improving your other hormones. So again, make sure you check that out at the end of this video. Now, as far as prostate problem or prostate cancer, old research, you know, doctors and the media will say how testosterone or dihydrotestosterone is the real cause of prostate problems. But this is totally wrong. Testosterone is good for your health and your prostate. It's estrogen that's bad. In fact, as your estrogen levels go up, your body's natural estrogen inhibitor, the DHT, the dihydrotestosterone, also goes up to try and bring the estrogen down. And if you recall, DHT is linked to hair loss, excess body hair, and prostate problems. So again, the fault is and begins with estrogen. Now, in regards to women getting breast cancer, they get prescribed an estrogen blocker such as Novodex or Tamoxifen. Now, this is an old drug and was utilized more in the past. These days, you would get prescribed an estrogen inhibitor and more specifically, an aromatase inhibitor. And I know I'm talking more about women and breast cancer, but guys, this information, again, directly affects your prostate as well as your libido, your sex drive, your muscle mass, your belly fat, hair loss, and your mood. Again, pay close attention. So what's the difference between an estrogen blocker and an inhibitor? Well, a blocker goes to the receptor site, such as the breast tissue and nipples, and blocks estrogen from binding. Again, I'm keeping this really simple because it's more complicated than that. And these estrogen blockers are used for breasts, including gynecomastia issues. Now, a blocker does not lower circulating estrogen levels. It just blocks it at the receptor site. But an estrogen inhibitor actually lowers total estrogen levels in the body, in the blood. It inhibits the formation. It prevents the testosterone from converting to estrogen or estradiol by inhibiting the aromatase enzyme. This is what you want. By lowering total circulating estrogen and estradiol levels, you will automatically increase testosterone levels. So this is actually a side benefit. Think of estrogen as an expense and testosterone as revenue. The less expense and estrogen, the more money and testosterone for you, which is our goal. Now, the problem with prescription aromatase or estrogen inhibitors, such as Arimidex, Femara, or Aromacin, is that they lower the estrogen levels too much, usually by 80 to 90% or more. However, this is what these breast cancer drugs are designed to do, kill off almost all the estrogen to starve the cancer tumor and shrink it. But remember, there are no bad hormones in the body. It's all about balance and ratios. Now, women are much more sensitive to estrogen, thus lowering it by 90% with a drug will make them feel like crap. It's also unhealthy for the bone mass, cholesterol, lipid levels, your skin, your hair, your brain function, mood, and so on and so forth. And when guys lower it too much, again, using these drugs, for example, they become very tired. Everything aches on them. They lose their sex drive. They become weaker in the gym, mood issues, and have lots of other problems. So the goal is not to have no or low estrogen levels, which is what these drugs do. You obviously also do not want high estrogen levels. What you want is to have normal estrogen levels, but in the lower end of the spectrum. For example, if you do a blood test and check for your estradiol levels, right, a typical range will be between 8 to 43. Now, I've seen guys, many guys, who have numbers around 35 and higher, sometimes even over 43, which is on the high range. This may be normal on the blood test, but they are what I call high normal and not optimal. You want the levels to be between 10 to 20. Remember, the range is 8 to 43. You want it on the lower range, but in the normal range. So if you have high testosterone levels, then you can have higher estrogen, closer to 20. If you have low testosterone levels, then your estradiol should be around 10 in the low teens. But many times I see guys complete opposite. They have lower testosterone and higher estradiol, all within the normal range. But again, this is totally out of balance and not ideal or optimal. It's the opposite of what you want. Thus, it's like having high expenses with very low profit or revenue. So this brings up the topic about how to lower your estrogen levels to a healthy range, because we do not want to take drugs. As stated, they are too strong and riddled with lots of negative side effects. Now, in part two of this video series, this is what I'll be discussing. You can see that next video by clicking the link below in the description area. However, I made this intro again to educate you. You need to be in charge of your health. Don't listen to your doctor or anyone else blindly, all right? So I hope this video, you've learned something important and the why behind having optimal estrogen levels. Now let's go to part two and discover how to lower it naturally.